Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Has he been handed Voorhees, because McCary's gone, but has Voorhees been handed the job, or is there some real competition here at left guard?
Yeah, somebody said that to me out there yesterday. Bob, I don't know who the competition is. You know, I mean, I don't know who it would be. I mean, there's nobody, because the three draft picks, you know, Emory Jones I thought had a chance, but he's not even going to be healthy. So, I mean, that doesn't, so forget him. And it's with a shoulder, so he's never going to be strong enough initially. So that ain't happening. It's Voorhees' job to lose. You know what's interesting about that? I was thinking about that. Their whole offensive line, you know what they all got in common? They're all homegrown. They're all drafted by the Ravens, which is pretty interesting. And the receivers are drafted by the quarterback, receivers. All the tight ends are drafted. You know, other than Henry, he's the only one.
Well, Hopkins is a...
your third receiver.
Yeah. But still, to your point, yep, that is a homegrown team. Ben Cleveland, he's drafted.
Yeah.
Samick drafted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so...
Justice Hill.
Yeah, to your point, I mean, on the O-line, if there's competition, is it to the point at left guard, though, where they need to bring someone in, or are they happy with what they have?
Well, I think I think they were happy with Voorhees, Bob, but he gets hurt all the time. You know, that's the thing. And then, like, he gets hurt, miss a couple weeks, you know, and then McCary comes in and things are rolling, you know, and he never gets his job back. So I think that's he's getting every first team rep. So it's his job to lose. And, Bob, Ben Cleveland cannot beat him out. You know, they don't have anybody on the roster that can beat him out. Let's just say that.
Now, if he stays healthy, takes over for Patrick McCary, who was the ultimate Swiss Army knife, as we talked about the entirety of his career, what he brings as opposed to McCary is what? Well, aside from being a little bit younger here.
Oh, he's a bigger.
Yeah.
He's a bigger body. You know, he's you know, that's the thing. He can, you know, probably knock people off the ball a little bit more. They get more ass than they had. So that would be the thing. McCary's a hell of a pass blocker and stuff. But, you know, anchor and those types of things, you know, not as good. The thing that the left guard's got going for him, Bob, is, you know, whereas last year, you know, the left guard, okay, and maybe having McCary in there was because they kind of need him. Because if we remember, Ronnie's coming back, and we didn't know, you know, and they didn't know. Can he anchor? You know, what's he going to be? And remember, Lindenbaum had missed, like, what, 3 weeks? So it wasn't like now you're coming in. You got Ronnie, who had a hell of a year. You got Lindenbaum, who's healthy. You know, so it's a little bit easier for the left guard coming in right now than it was last year during the fall.
So the upside for the O-line,
I think it's
should
big.
Be pretty high here.
Because I don't know if Rosengarten, you know, in the things he talked about, you know, how much weight he's gained, but he looks thicker and stuff, you know, and he's second year. After having starting the first year, he's totally different. You know, like he's a vet pro now, you know. And Falele's a talented dude, you know, and he just gotta get in shape. You know, and Bob, I don't think he can get in shape in the wintertime. And he just gotta fight through it. You know, this 90 degrees, this week is gonna be good for him because that's the crap that he's gotta fight through at training camp. And once he gets through, like last year, when did he take off? Kind of when it cooled down a little bit, you know? And that's the thing that he's got to fight through. And when you're 380, you know, and you're 6'6 or 390, or I think he was 394 when he reported to camp, you know, takes him a while to get going. Because I know watching him at practice the other day, his lower back was bothering him because after their set of plays, he was going in the back, you know, and he's doing stretches for his lower back. So, you know, is that because you're over, you know, you're heavy at the time? You know, and he did miss a day, you know, maybe being with the trainer or whatever, who knows. But he needs to get used to the heat.
Now, Daniel Faalele, a year ago at this time, if I would have said to both of you in our audience, it's Women Crush Wednesday, video 81057, the Pagan in here with Nolan, 410-583-1057. I heard on the street that Daniel Faalele is going to be a Pro Bowler this year. You would have thought I was an insane person. I still may be. But as we look at the team, could there be another one of these Faalele's questionable and then kind of rises from the ashes and becomes that dude? I mean, could Ben Cleveland possibly? No,
he's not good enough athlete.
But, I mean, maybe Voorhees is that guy. You know what I mean?
Possibly. I mean, Voorhees is the only one. You know, Rosengarten's got a chance to do that, I think. Rosengarten may be the best because, Bob, he's a hell of an athlete, Rosengarten, because we were talking to him, if Stanley goes, he's left tackle. You know, because basically for Washington State, or Washington, he was their left tackle because Penix is a left-handed quarterback. So, yeah, Rosengarten could be, but there's a lot of good right tackles in the league, you know, that he would have to be able to beat up. But, you know, I mean, an alternate like Faalele was, especially your number one offense again. Yeah, because, Bob, remember in what was it, 19 or 20, where they had three O-linemen make the Pro Bowl, you know, and if they have
Stanley,
that.
Stanley, Yonda.
And who was the other? Stanley Yonda. There was one other.
They had like 12.
Yeah, they had a bunch. But, I mean, you know, you expect these guys to come out of the gate. I mean, we're going to be disappointed as hell if that offense comes out and struggles. Why? Same dudes, mm-hmm. You know, and you're year three with Munkin. Should come out of there with a ton of confidence and kick it out. And Bob, let me just say this. Watching Derrick Henry run through those drills, that is a big, because I see Keaton Mitchell run through the drills and he looks fast and explosive. Ali, not as fast. But when Henry runs through there, that is a big, fast. I mean, like if you said that guy's 30, 31 years old. No, he's not. He doesn't look like that. I mean, he looks really good.
When we come back, you mentioned the offense of the Ravens. Are they too good to be true potential-wise based on the talent they have? Health always dictates things because it had changed dramatically for you. Get in here at 410-583-1057. How good could this Ravens offense be? And for the Orioles, we can get into this as well. That little six-game uprising had us all hopeful. Nolan even declared them back. We're going to revisit that one just, 5 days later? I think they're more close to being done than being back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.